سورۃ التکاثر، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الہاکم التکاثر، او مین کائنڈ، یور رائیولری فار کمپٹیشن فار اماسنگ ریچز میکس یو ان مائنڈ فل. You want more, 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 more wealth, more riches. And you are busy in this. You are lost in this. And you remain unmindful of the real facts of life. What is going to happen? What is going to happen to you on the day of judgment? حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرَ Until you reach the grave. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ No. But then you shall come to know, you shall realize what were the realities. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ And again, then you shall come to realize and you will know. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ Would that you knew with knowledge of certainty. لَتَرَبُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ You shall certainly see the hellfire. ثُمَّ لَتَرَهُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ And then you shall see it with the eye of certainty. Now these two words which have appeared here, ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen. There are two stages of knowledge, rather three. Ilmul yaqeen, you know something by inferring, by some logical conclusions. This is ilmul yaqeen. When you see it, this is aynul yaqeen. For example, if there is smoke rising, by ilmul yaqeen you come to know there is a fire. You have not seen the fire, but you have inferred because there is smoke going up, so there must be fire. But when you see the fire, now this is aynul yaqeen. There is a third term used in Quran twice, haqqul yaqeen. Although this has not been used in that sense, but some of the scholars count them, that this is the third and final level of the knowledge, haqqul yaqeen. When you put your hand in that fire and it burns, now you have the real conviction this is fire. But when you are seeing the fire, maybe that this is some illusion. So, maybe some hallucinations, even through senses, the knowledge that you get, you know, that can be wrong. So, ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. For the Quran, you know, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah and then in Surah Al-Haqqah, innahu lahaqqul yaqeen, this word has appeared for Quran. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Then on that day you will be questioned concerning the worldly blessings that we have given you. We gave you this and this and this and this. What did you do? There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَ ابْنِ آدَمْ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ خَمْسٍ No human being will be able to go away. Then he will be made to stand before the Lord for that accountability. Unless he is questioned about five things. And umrihi fima afna, regarding his age, where did you spend it? In what business? What occupation? What were you doing? Wa shababihi fima afna, especially the youth, the youthful, you know, when there are energies, you know. In what condition did you pass that period of your life? وَعَمَّالِهِ مِنْ هَنَكْ تَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ About the wealth, from where did you get it? Through permissible means or haram means, forbidden means? Where did you spend it? In the correct way? For the needy? For the deen of Allah? For your, you know, lawful rights of your body, of your children? Or in luxuries, to show off your wealth, tabzir. And finally, وَعَمَّا عَمِلَ فِي مَا عَلِمَ How much did you practice what you learned? You went on learning. You accumulated the knowledge of a library in the cells of your brain, but you are not practicing it. Then this knowledge will be used as a witness against you. Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayka. This Qur'an is either a guide for you or against you, a witness against you. Oh Allah, he read me. But then, even then he did not practice me. ثُمَّ لَتُسَلُّنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ اللَّهُمَّ حَاسِبْنَا حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.